Okay. Welcome to the May, I don't even know what day it is, 16th, 2019 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. It is 6:04. Thank you for everybody, especially Sarah, for coming. So we're going to introduce ourselves for the recording of the minutes. I'm Cindy Ellison, and I'm co-chair.
Terry Schumacher, co-chair.
Sarah Mim, board member.
Kim Bria, board member.
Jim Wilmus, guest.
And Darren Wise, staff.
Okay. Do we want to do just check-in, or is that later? Let's see. Okay, later. So do you, public comment. Jim, do you have any comments?
Well, I was here last time, and I was interested in maybe filling a vacant board position, so I put my application in, but I got the Dear John email reply. Because I don't technically live in the city limits.
Oh,
I have West Lynn mailing. You know, I live out south of the city, but I'm not in the city limits, so I'm not eligible to be a board member. So that made me sad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not that I would have necessarily gotten
it. Here.
But you can kind of do the same thing as a volunteer.
You can, yeah. Well, like Sarah and Alex used to come to all the meetings before they were board members. So.
Right. So I'll keep showing up.
Great.
And so it goes. But yeah, it would have been nice to have that prestige of being a board member.
we don't vote on too many things, though.
Yeah.
So I think just being here and contributing to the conversation is the
best.
That's
what it's all about.
Best thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's pretty open dialogue. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was denied my first time around, and I live in Westland. So.
Oh. You have a reputation.
Nobody else applied the second time.
Yeah. I'm thrilled that we have people applying, because for a while I was like, nobody wanted to do it. Is there a particular topic that you like?
Well, I'm just now starting to reacquaint myself with your charter, you know, and I downloaded the strategic plan, I think is what it was. Started to look at that. It's pretty comprehensive.
Good. I know.
So I can't say for sure. Things that I like, water quality, anything around that is very important to me. Organic everything is important. So those are some of my sweet spots, I guess you'd say.
Great.
Yeah.
And Kim is new. Is there any particular field that you, or you know, topic of interest?
It's just how I roll. So yeah. I haven't had my yard certified yet, but it's been, I mean, it is organic. And
I wonder if I visited you
on 16th Street.
Maybe
I got a nice little jungle in front. So I'm working to get it all cleaned up so I can get, I've been meaning to get my yard published because I wanted to do a edible landscape years ago and it wasn't a thing. You know, like where it's landscape, because I really want to motivate people who can hire and afford gardeners to, like, if you grow food, you might not be as inclined to put poison all over it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm also, I deal with a lot of public works clients, too, and I wanted to bring up, if this is relevant anywhere in the Sustainability Board, I was at a conference a few weeks ago in Bend, and they had somebody there from the Oregon Energy Trust, and they have a program for retro commissioning for buildings. So there's funds in the energy trust, and I didn't know if that was something to bring to the board, because that could be, they'll come out for free and do an evaluation of the condition of the building. And they, one of the examples they have was like City of Tigard, where they had invested maybe, I don't know, $6,000, and it was probably man hours where they redid the library, where it was more like timing with the HVAC and everything, and they saved like $13,000 in their energy bills, you know, so that kind of thing. But they don't want to come out just for the sake of it. So if you really want to do something, if there's any aging buildings here, whether they're public or private, that might be something good to have people take advantage of, because it's funded. You know? And there's Oregon tax rebates associated with that, too.
Yeah. That's good to
know.
Idea.
Yeah. Through Multnomah County, I'm involved in a similar, it's probably the same program, Strategic Energy Management. And they basically come out on site for free, and they say, this is what you can do to save money. And then they send the county,
like a checklist of what
you
want to do. Yeah.
And then they literally send incentive checks, like you're saying, and fund new projects that then we will budget in the next budget cycle. But I wonder for West Lynn, not only getting the facilities team on board, mm-hmm. but having a point person to kind of be a constant contact.
And they'll come out and do presentations. So she said they'd be happy mm-hmm. to come out and do a presentation of what they do, mm-hmm. if they, you know,
yeah.
if anybody wants.
Do you think in facilities there's an energy champion?
I think if you set up a meeting for them to come out to talk to some of the directors, mm-hmm. I think it would be beneficial for them to hear that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't really argue with a free evaluation of your right. of your facilities.
Well, they don't want just people just to do it for the sake of it. They mm-hmm. want, you know, but I mean, if it's in earnest where you're like, okay, we're getting tanked on our energy bills or whatever.
Yeah. Well, so for instance, the Oregon Institute of Technology students did an evaluation. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what they did or not, but mm-hmm. but
yeah,
anyhow, they made a recommendation of $4,000 worth of just easy, low-hanging fruit, like changing light bulbs and timers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think they get into that a little bit.
The council just funded that this budget cycle. So,
oh, so this could be good timing then.
Yeah.
But there could be.
So this could be a bigger,
bigger
evaluation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or they could also give the city rebates with the money that they've spent.
And so I did it with my house several years ago, like in 2008. I did every rebate. I checked the boxes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, insulation on the walls, none.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You know, I got the furnace before mine died.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Nice.
Good
but it changed the whole feel of the place. I think that was the big thing with the, it's not just saving the energy, but people actually want to be in the building. Because they don't know what temperature is outside.
Right. We're going to keep on task.
Right.
We better move along.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'll make a note and we'll make sure we maybe put that on there. Do we want to do a quick check-in? I'd just like to check in real quick about the talk coming up on May 22nd. I have extra flyers if anybody knows of a place that might take. I left one at the library, one at the Adult Community Center, and one at Robinwood Station. But I don't know. So John had a bunch run off, but I've been doing most of the marketing through social media. So
what is it?
Here, I will give you one. So last year, one of our goals was to have some educational talks.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
This is the second one on native gardens and designing your native habitat. So that's my check-in.
Thank you.
Do you have anything, Terry?
Nothing new.
Oh. Yeah. Sarah has...
Everything in my life is brand new.
It's brand new.
I'll just say real quick, just a personal check-in. So our little boy, Ozzy, was born on April 18th, the last SAB meeting, so that's why I wasn't at the last meeting.
Okay.
It was a 26-hour labor. Alex was an incredible partner. And so, yeah, he got here safe and sound, and it really has just been... like every new parent has said, a really wild ride. But then, so I've also, you know, taken leave from work through the summer. So just, I feel very out of touch and mm-hmm. a little shaky with everything. But either way, it's really nice to see you all.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
We just found out that our grandson number 3 is on the way.
Oh, congrats.
So I'm
so excited.
But he's going to live in Canada, so I'm just going to get to see him very much. I guess. Gary?
All right, so I have two things.
Okay.
One being, I sent you the information about the commercial business food waste program.
Yep.
So the city will be passing that ordinance here in the next couple of months. Again, that was a metro program that all the cities in the metro area are going to participate in. So I just wanted to, I know we've briefly discussed this and Alex was involved in it, so
mm-hmm.
you were all aware of it, so just so you know, it's happening.
It's happening.
The ordinance
when
is
does
coming
the
forward.
Kick, like, I
forgot. I believe, let's see.
Like, when do businesses absolutely have to start complying? That's what I...
So March 2021, it looks like.
And that's for phase one?
That's for the big businesses.
Oh,
yeah.
So they have
and then
time.
And then the next 2 years, so 2022 and 2023 is when the smaller businesses will come on board. And then the second thing I have, there's five of you, perfect. Pass these around. So the council did agree to fund a higher level of the clean wind energy program that you recommended.
Yeah.
But PGE was just here today meeting with the city manager, and they've got this new program rolling out. And so the city manager asked if I would bring this to you, and this could possibly be a topic of conversation at the meeting on Monday.
Okay.
She's interested in this program. It's a longer commitment, but the payback is more significant than the clean wind program.
Right.
And so something for you to look through, and then I'm sure if you go online you can find a little more detailed information about it. But it's something that she's interested in maybe getting out of the clean wind and using the money that was dedicated through the council budgeting process to get into this program, which keeps it more local renewable energy than as opposed to energy coming from anywhere.
Is it about the same cost?
It's slightly more, but not a significant amount. The biggest thing is that it's like a 10 to 15 year time commitment that you have to commit to the program, which is, sustainability wise, not a bad thing.
No, I'm curious. Was she the one that told you about the meeting, or I'm curious from like in preparation for Monday's meeting. Does it all come down to dollars, like her mentioning payback, that we're gonna have to really hone in on?
That I don't know. I wasn't in the meeting.
Yeah.
This was brought to my attention afterwards, just to bring to the group.
And this is not putting in solar installations. This is purchasing for your utilities.
Yep. Yeah, this is just buying into a new PGE program. So I believe it was the same gentleman that came here to talk about the clean wind program that we're here today.
So is it targeted towards consumers then and getting signing up for? Is that,
well, this program is targeted toward the city. As a municipality.
City.
So it would be the city's energy bills.
Mm. Got it.
So it says it's a fixed price, so that it doesn't change from year to year during the 10 or 15 year period.
Yep.
It's nice that she took the meeting. That's encouraging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So something that.
So we should add that.
Something to look at.
And then this gives the city certification for that? Or
it's on.
Yeah. So it would, give the city a marketing tool that we're involved in the program.
Okay.
Great. One question: is there a mailing list for this group? Are you folks?
Email list.
Yeah, mail list. You keep. Is it possible to get on that?
Yeah, I can send you. I can send you. Email communications.
Yeah, that might be key. Mm-hmm. Stay in touch and yeah.
All right. I looked at the minutes. It didn't look like we had many action items remaining.
So there are two sets of minutes.
We need to approve those minutes.
The February ones. Which were a little more detailed when Sarah was doing them.
I know. Probably a little more OCD.
I know. But the next thing on the item is looking at action items. Review action items from past meetings. So I was looking at the one on May. So there weren't that many. We already did the switching of the education series talks.
The font looks so weird. What is that?
That's me.
Really? That's
weird. I don't know what happened. It looked fine when I did it. But.
Go ahead.
These are the action items that came out of our last meeting.
Okay.
Yes,
because there was something on here about the Westland Tidings, but that...
Yes, that was a previous
but
one.
But Patrick
Sarah.
Has left, right?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
He left, went to
Augusta. He gave me the name of the new person filling his space.
Hmm.
Would you still like me to follow up on that?
What was the reason? Was it just strictly for marketing purposes of our talks?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else, but... Sure.
Okay.
Might as well have it, the contact info. And then, was that it? So we've got Eileen for May 22nd.
Glenn's not here. What? That second bullet point at the bottom, Glenn to reach out to Alex, that did happen.
That didn't happen?
It did.
Oh, it
and
did.
I know that Alex was fine whenever.
For and, September, was it?
Oh, gosh. I can text him if that's helpful. But
it might have been September.
Yeah, he was happy to push it back.
Okay.
Obviously, because the native.
Is there any others? Any other action items? I think we still have to keep it on the action item list that the mayor was going to look at our charter and do any edits.
Yes, and I will send him an email reminder on that.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure I did send him that. I can't remember it was so long ago.
Yeah, you did. You sent it to him, and then I followed up with him.
Okay.
So yeah, he's.
It was the charter.
Busy, I know that.
Okay. Because technically that hasn't really been
correct, yes.
Approved by the council, or the charter we came up with. All right, is that it? For now, except and then tonight we'll work out some other issues. But and I guess Glenn's not here. I don't know about the weatherization. About that. Oh yeah, that's I see the axle rod on there. Okay. All right. So. Meeting minutes. So there was not enough of a quorum to approve February minutes. So we have to approve the February and April minutes. Did anybody have time to look at them and
have any changes
or anything?
February, I would vote to approve.
Okay.
I was there. But I wasn't there for April, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. So does everybody... We do have a quorum right now.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, five. Okay. So any discussion about the minutes?
No discussion. Nope. I move to approve both sets of minutes.
So I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look great.
Okay. All right. I think Robert's rules is that if you do not make any changes, you don't technically have to vote on the minutes. It's just, they're just approved. Yeah. I think the vote is if there's changes. At least that's what I was told a long time ago. And then the April minutes. Everybody have a chance to look at those? I wasn't there, so I looked.
The only thing it was minor. It was just there was an excuse me an action item that was missing that I said I would get some discussion topics for the group
For the
May 20th meeting. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
All right. So I will add that to the.
All right. Well, with that change.
And you succeeded also.
Barely.
That was great. Are you able to make that?
On Monday?
The 20th? Yeah. Is that
I would love to say enthusiastically yes, but I think I should say hesitantly yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because, it's right now Alex is in the witching hour of,
right.
Yeah, baby moodiness. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's a hard time of day right now.
All right. Okay, then, with that change, I guess we should vote on the April minutes. You weren't there. You were, well, you're not.
Yeah, I can't.
So it would just be Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was there.
All right, well.
You can catch things that you would have noticed with
Terry.
That's
true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You've made one change. So I guess we will call the meeting's minutes approved. All right. So now we'll get into the work session. So, my memory of the last work session is a little fuzzy, and I was in awe of Sarah, of how she had like a PowerPoint and all these wonderful things, which I'm not there. But did anybody take? Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. Here's what Terry.
Take a look at Terry's.
Terry provided. Things.
I can give a very brief overview of last year's work session. And thank you. So last year, we did get really good feedback on the presentation, mm-hmm. and the feedback that I remember hearing was that we were the most professional board to go
well, I know.
to present to council, which I felt really encouraged by because it often seems like sustainability isn't the top of their priority list. Mm-hmm. So presenting in a professional way feels like that's a good way to connect with them. Mm-hmm. But so we, through Darren's very good advice, honed down our huge list to four things that we wanted to accomplish. And through honing in on a small amount, we were able to really grab their attention on our what were priorities for us. And so I can re-email out the presentation if that's helpful to the group. Mm-hmm. But that's not helpful for the sake of this meeting right now.
Right.
But essentially from this awesome list that Terry put together, the takeaway that I, you know, learned from Darren really was to just go simple and streamlined and keep it really simple. They asked a few clarifying questions last year, but it's not like we were hashing out details last year. We were just saying like, okay, this is my general feedback and yes, you should go forward to work on a proposal to do it. Mm-hmm. So then from that meeting, we ended up writing one-page letter proposals to officially get their sign-off to work on it.
Right.
Does that all sound right? And then we ended up writing just like a page that they then voted on, right? Yeah.
Last year, though, we had sort of a list of things that we wanted to do. This year, I'm wondering if maybe we wanted to get more from them. Like what? Because I think they have specific things. It's just the brief conversations I've had that they want us to work on. Like the transportation thing. That was one of their goals. Was it goal number two? They wanted to research the possibility of a little shuttle. Like inner city shuttle, and I think they wanted input from us on that. So, all right. So I'm really fuzzy on what.
So, if I may interject.
Yeah.
So I think. I'll pull up Terry's word document.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think the way Terry organized this is probably a good way to approach it.
Yeah.
Is that council did put in several action items for sustainability. So,
And this is the.
So I think if you just,
goals.
As Terry laid out, touch on each of these.
Yeah.
So like the plastic one is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Like, you might as well sit back and wait to see what the state is going to do before we start marching off trying to do something.
Right.
So that sort of just puts that on hold. And then the second one, the renewable energy program. So again, they've committed money to the clean wind energy program, and then there's also now this other program's possibility. And then it was exploring grants for the EV charging stations. Maybe a climate action plan, and then e-bike fair. So again, those three things I think should be probably focused conversations to see which ones they're really interested in prioritizing, and then try to get them to give you direction to work on it, bring them back
some kind of
proposal.
The plastic, the energy. What were the three? Oh, the three things from our list. Okay.
Well, the thing that I recall from last year is that we presented four goals that did not require a budget, essentially,
right.
And that. That was the vibe that we were getting from the staff at that time.
Right.
So I don't know if anything has changed since last year, but you know, some of these require money.
I have a can opener. Yeah. Just realistically, when it comes to budgeting, you know, this is always the feel good, but it doesn't get funding.
Yeah.
And I'm on the Transportation Advisory Board, and I am a transportation nerd.
Okay.
I'm a tree hugger. I like fast cars. I don't want to have to plant a tree to go drive somebody's sports car at some point. And I'm going to a Green Transportation Summit Expo next week in Tacoma. It's actually pretty fascinating how quickly the technology is changing. And if you'd like, I can send the group a link. If you see anything on there, because there's several, as I was just writing down what your goals are, there's several things that may play into this. So the can opener is if you can leverage the transportation side with your sustainability goals, that's where some of that grant funding may be. I mean, because on the transportation board, we're talking about safe routes to school. That's sustainable because you're trying to get people out of cars. The bus thing, you got to get people riding them,
and
that education process. There's going to be e-bike manufacturers up at the event I'm going to. I know the charging station people, and there'll be Department of Energy people there. And so it's interesting because there's usually people there that talk about how to get federal or local grants. So I think because you have all your goals laid out, that's how you get money, if it's grant funding, because you have a plan. But if you can leverage that in with a different group, that could help further the goal you already have identified, but if you might be able to tag team it. So
with the transportation board? He did actually mention that. I think Councilor Sickler mentioned that.
Because we've got projects that are going to be funded. I mean, like 43 is going to have the multimodal bike, but they were talking there was funding for sidewalks, but it's like it doesn't matter if you put $1 million into sidewalks for kids to walk to school, nobody else will build, and it's not a habit. So I will send that out if you guys want to take a look and see if there's any topics on there that you want me to grab information on.
Are you able to come on Monday to the work session?
Here?
It's with the council. May 20th.
6 o'clock.
That could happen. I'm leaving on Tuesday, but I could be there Monday.
Because I was going to say maybe...
If
we make that one of our topics of discussion, maybe you could step in at that point.
Yeah, because then if I send that ahead of time, you go, okay, these are some of the people, because it's nice to meet people that can get you money, especially if it can leverage what you've already got going. Because I remember at one point, ODOT wanted to put solar panels down by the closed rest stop, and the neighbors fought it because I think they were afraid it's going to be like mirrors and reflect in their house. But that doesn't mean it's not a good time to revisit it with the programs you have.
Wow.
Is this work session open to
you,
people in general?
Of course it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to make it. I have to look at my calendar. I can't remember if I'm busy that night or not.
What was your suggestion? We pick three of these?
Oops. So I was suggesting that so there are three major action items. So one being address single-use plastics in the community.
Yep.
So again, just hit on that saying.
Just hit on that one.
You know, there's, as Terry put in his little memo here, there's already a bill going through the state legislature, so it's probably best to, from a city standpoint, why waste our time right now to see what happens with that first.
Okay.
And then if something passes, see if we want to go a step further or if that's going to be sufficient. And second, the PGE Renewable Energy Program.
So study this.
Yep, so they did budget money to increase our participation in the Clean Wind Program. So they've already sort of done this, but possibly maybe recommend going to that program if you feel comfortable doing that.
Okay.
And then they had requested the SAB to explore possible grants, opportunities, locations for EV charging stations.
Okay. That's a new one to me.
Yep. And then a climate action plan, and then an e-bike fair. So I would probably make each one of those a separate topic to just discuss with them and then see if they had a priority for what they felt was most important, one through three, for the SAB to actually put some energy into.
We discussed a climate action plan last year.
Yes.
And we decide that we didn't want to sort of reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, I think as a group you decided that your sustainability action plan or strategic plan.
Yeah, touches on it.
Pretty much is a climate action plan.
Right.
And at the very least, we could just update the appendix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
or
right.
Was it called the addendum?
The addendum or the appendix.
Yeah. But that was meant to be like a living document, or a living section at the end of the document. And so we said, well, what, instead of reinventing the whole thing, we would just update that section.
Okay.
You know, I will come on Monday, because that way if it's brought up, I know the e-bike people will be there, and I know the people that install charging stations will be there, because trying to think of who it was, but they do like Tesla charging stations, which, and other ones, and you can get like, I mean, they'll put in free charging stations, they just need right away.
Oh.
So there, it may not, it may be complicated, may not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll come on Monday and see it, because that way it just goes, like, let somebody else drive it.
So when you're talking about writing a grant, is that something that the city does?
Yeah, and it costs money.
Yeah, you have to hire somebody.
Yeah, I mean, or it's staff time, so it's gonna—it's time. It's worth it if you got good odds of getting it, and you meet the requirements, and you have better odds of getting it if you've got a plan that says we're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. If you need grants.
It sounds
like it.
So then to finish up my thought, and then go to items from the SAB that Terry laid out. So I think this would be a good time to hash out like maybe a couple more topics that you as a group are interested in, and then present it like you did last year and have them say, yeah, we'd be interested in the group working on this and prioritizing it.
Well, there's already those five items that we discussed.
Yeah, so it's, two of them are basically taken care of, right?
Deals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So basically, there's just the three.
So I'm not sure how to.
I'm wondering if you're thinking of pulling out a couple more from the bottom list there. The fourth bullet, I think. We've got a toehold in that with what the city, the budget committee budgeted for the backyard habitat program.
They did?
Toehold in that, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I can give you a
quick update. I couldn't
figure
that one out. I read it, it looked like they didn't.
Yeah, so they budgeted $7,500 per year for the biennium, so $15,000.
Okay.
And then there was $4,000 for the
OIT program.
OIT, and then there was some money for the wind program. I don't remember how much it was.
Oh, okay.
$35,000 or something?
I looked, I looked through it and I didn't see backyard habitat, so I kind of must have just skipped over it. Okay, so they funded all three of our requests.
Yes.
Great.
And I passed that along to Susie too. So she
great.
Knows.
Oh, good.
That's great. Glad you did, because I told her I was going to and I just spaced it.
I just started.
It came from
day.
The official,
I would have told
official
you.
Voice over here.
Good. All right. So, Terry can't be there on Monday, so do you, so I might need some help with this. I don't know if anybody's going to, in terms of coming up with a, do you think we could just have handouts? Do you think we need to do a PowerPoint?
I don't think you need to do a PowerPoint, though.
Okay. I mean, it would be, I'll fool around with it and see what I can come up with, but.
I don't remember. Yours was just a few slides, right?
Yeah, it was pretty basic. I can look for it. I should have the file from the beginning, from what I started with.
Can you share it with me? And if we come up with some stuff, maybe I could work on it for
you.
Yeah,
sure. That would be great. That would be wonderful. Because I'm kind of fuzzy on exactly how we did it last year. But mostly it's just to get input from them. So so you think we should... So what? Actually, the e-bike fair is already going to happen, right? We're going to have... Well, we're going to have a...
Well, we're going to discuss that.
Oh, that's where we're going to
have...
Talk
there's
that.
Some confusion.
But do we want to... Do you think we want to discuss that with this... At the workstation? Do you think we need to?
Yeah, I think it would be good to hit on.
Just let them know what's happening.
That you're working on getting an e-bike vendor at the Old Time Fair.
Oh, okay.
Right? And whether they have interest in expanding that to something bigger afterwards if it's...
Okay.
If people...
Yeah, like maybe like next year have...
Do you have a vendor now?
I do, but I need to discuss with Darren because of that email from Ken. Did I read it correctly that they won't allow someone to pay for just one day because they can only be there on Saturday?
Yeah.
And he didn't want to pay the full fee for only one day. And so did I read it correctly that since we're going to have a booth, right, that we don't have to pay for it?
That's my understanding is that,
The e-bike people could share our booth?
Share your booth for the one day.
Without paying for it.
Yes. That's my understanding.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to assume anything.
But I can verify this, too.
Would you please?
Yes, I will.
Before I call.
Let me put that on my list.
Does it matter if you have more than one? Because I was at a Sunday Parkways that PFOP did a few years ago, and they had some e-bike, you know, where they could play with it. And I think they have more than one there, so you could test drive.
Well, when I talked to Terry Jones in Parks, she's in Parks, isn't she?
That's correct, yep.
Yeah. She said they only like to have one vendor, like in a certain area. So if we had an e-bike vendor, they only wanted one.
But you have a day they can't be here, so if you had one e-bike vendor one day and one the other? I know there's going to be some there. I'm just, who should I fling the information to when I'm there? Just to Darren or for a vendor?
You mean to?
To ask me if they're interested and then just send it to somebody to call to you?
Well, you can send it to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the folks who wanted to show up at Synergy e-bikes, they're on call.
Yeah. They're good folks.
All right. Is there anything else that we want to bring up?
Just one question, unless I'm blind. I don't see the location of this meeting, or this workshop, rather.
Oh, it's at 6 o'clock on Monday, upstairs in the council chambers. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I guess one other just really brief thing is, do we want to give a quick overview, a really quick overview of what we've done in the last year? And, you know, the education series is happening.
Yeah, that'd be good to give an update on the education series, too. Give that a plug.
As an intro?
Yeah, this is what we've accomplished.
Yeah, that would be a great way to lead in.
Yeah.
Anything else? The Ed series, what else? Oh, we did the OIT thing with that.
Yeah. It would be worth acknowledging them to thank them for the funding requests came through.
Yep. I could just also just a good opportunity for, you know, acknowledging that they're supporting sustainability through the Backyard Habitat program funding, the OIT recommendation funding, and then putting funding in there to increase the city's participation in a clean wind program or other program.
Yeah, that was a big step up.
Yep.
Well, which indicates that, at least in my mind, some of the work we're doing is valid.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you behind getting the B certification too for the city?
The city did that on their own. That was
Was it really on their own?
Well,
they were.
I don't know.
They were approached by the organization.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So this group did get the. This group did get the neonicotinoids resolution passed.
Then that's worth mentioning because that's totally tied in with the B city.
Good call.
Yeah. That was the year before last.
Yeah, that might have been 2 years ago.
That wasn't already. on my tour.
We could probably slip it in there.
Or again, you know, acknowledge that they've
supported.
Yeah.
Supported, and now they're part of the B.
Yeah.
B City USA or whatever it is.
We could say some recent accomplishments include.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Just in a nutshell, what does it take to be a B City or be certified in that respect?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different than a B Corp.
I wasn't involved in it at all, but I think you just have to...
What New Seasons is and
have,
a lot of new...
Have shown like dedication to improving bee foraging and habitat.
Yeah.
So like in the Westland Parks, there's several parks that have butterfly gardens and bee-friendly gardens and stuff.
And you're not spraying chemicals on plants that are blooming, that bees go take and then die.
Right, I was wondering if it means no Roundup
kind of
or whatever.
I was thinking
the ones that
like
fly.
The letter B, like a bee corporation.
Oh.
So I was thinking that.
What
you mean
insects.
The bee thing?
They have
a
corporate responsibility.
I did read about that. And I was wondering how that was. Yes. Okay, now I get it. But they did just spray those. My neighborhood streets with something that's making things wilt.
Yep.
Pound up.
Debris, yeah, debris out, to get debris off the street. It's like things are like curling up. So I know they did spray something.
Another topic.
But I was going to say, you put that on here in terms of reducing pesticides and herbicides. I think that's something we definitely want to continue to keep in the back of our heads if there's something that we can.
I think that should be at the front, really, but that's another topic.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Especially there was that report a couple years ago with how much is in our streams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's.
That's a great opportunity. Maybe we can mention this too. At the good old time, the old time fair, when we have our table, it certainly would be helpful to have not a ton, but some information. And there is lots of great. I mean, we at Backyard Habitat, we give people a little bookmark that has a website on it called SafeGrowSmart.org, where people can look up their garden products and they're all rated. Mm-hmm. I could try to get a stack of those to give to people, and so we could at least continue the education part of our. And then, I got tons of those. Yeah, it's I think Metro's must have those little bookmarks with a website on it. And we could have these. So we should definitely at the Gold Time Fair have some on our table, have some info that helps educate people.
Were you saying on that note to also mention at the work session that we'll be at the Gold Time Fair?
Yes. Yep. Got that on there. Yeah, I guess we would talk about that when we talk about the e-bike thing. All right. Anything else? The agriculture was one thing you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any ever been talk about that in the city.
So, to me, mm-hmm. that would be a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be something to broach the subject with them.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are many, many unused right-of-way spaces in the community.
Right.
And this all came up with the Montessori school, if you remember that.
So with Sarah Wyman was...
Yeah, where Sarah's kid went to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had approached me asking about an unused right-of-way that was right down behind them, and whether they could put... Because they have a bunch of gardens in their property.
Yeah.
And wanting to put community gardens down there for the kids to learn. Mm-hmm. And, I took it to the public works director, and since there was no policy or program in place, he didn't want to approach it. So that's why I started talking to Sarah about it. Which there's programs, and her and I did a little research, and I couldn't really find too much. But there was a community in the Midwest, and then somewhere on the East Coast that both had policies in place and just procedures to allow people to use the unused right of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in Portland, in the neighborhood I lived in Northeast, they planted the fruit tree project, planted a fruit tree orchard in the public right of way that was not being used. So the neighborhood association took care of it, pruned it, watered it, and then to this day you can go up there and pick an apple when So I mean, that's something that at least test the waters, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a huge opportunity. It seems that to me. Any amount of just land that's sitting there that's not been used, you could target for two purposes. One is agriculture, like community gardens and that sort of thing. And the other is, if you're not going to do that, then turn it back to natural habitat for the obvious benefits that provides, right?
Right.
And so, and that ties into, you know, being a bee city on the second item.
Mm-hmm.
And then food security and all that sort of thing is very important these days. I mean, it all just comes together really well.
Not to mention Urban Heat Island, reducing the amount of pavement and turning it into green space.
Well, more carbon sequestering. I mean, the benefits go on and on. And then also climate change, drought mitigation, because you can bring more tilth into the soil and less watering. I mean, you know, they just have these continual knock-on effects.
Who's maintaining the bee gardens?
They're all in the parks, so the Parks Department.
Parks Department is maintaining.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, we get the three action items from the goals. And I was wondering, those down there, the third and fourth bullet, I'm thinking maybe those could be combined for a topic. The agriculture city owned spaces kind of goes right along with reducing pesticides and herbicides.
Yeah, because one begets the other. If you're going to plant food there, people are naturally not, you don't have to tell them not to. They don't want to spray herbicides on food they're eating.
So that could be combined in like a fourth item. And I was wondering about the last one there. Something we haven't discussed a lot, but I see a lot that could be done in construction and landscaping, especially construction. Like my pet peeve of any new houses should have solar collectors on the roof.
Yeah. Do you have that in your RFPs for city projects? Do you have anything about that? Because we were just working with somebody on a project for Metro, actually the Willamette Riverwalk across the water, and it's Metro, so they've got a huge lead element of that, and they're big on. It's not huge, it's not written huge, but the conversation is big to them. They want to reuse the construction materials. It's a pretty big topic right now, so I don't know if you have that language in your proposal.
That I don't know. I'm not involved in kind of city contracting like that. But I do know at one point there was talk statewide that new homes were going to have to be set up to accept solar in the future.
And charging, because we talked about that in transportation too, with the permittings, at least having a checkbox, if you would have, you know, like when you're building a new home, at least put conduit in for charging, or if you needed a setup so it's charge ready in your homes.
So yeah. I'll check with the building official, because he was tracking that at one point, not too long ago, they were talking about requiring as part of the building code that every new single family home would have to be set up for someone to move in and be able to put solar on it right away without having to retrofit it. So I don't know if that went anywhere or not.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But also in the language of construction, because if people are going around buying smaller, older homes and they're just knocking them down to put in new ones, there are some places in Portland where they have to do better deconstruction.
I think it was anything older than 1913 has to be deconstructed, and they were looking at raising that up.
Flood and
totally deconstructed, so not destroyed.
Not just bulldozed over, but reused.
Because the rebuilding center has some salvage crews that are deconstructing now. So that would be.
But that's older than
1913. The ordinance that was passed about a year and a half ago said that any building in Portland, so a house, I think, that was 1913 or older had to be deconstructed, not destroyed. So all the components, as many have to
so
be
they
reused.
Don't just take everything, go to the dump. You
no.
You can salvage
it. You salvage it, reuse what you can.
Oh, okay. So it didn't have to do with toxic materials or anything. It just
no,
has
that's,
to do with
that's,
heritage.
That's kind of a given. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. That area there, I was just curious if the sustainability aspect of construction, landscaping, deconstruction is something that we should add to our.
I think it'd be a good one for any of the projects you have got to bid, because if people, I mean, like in the city of Portland, because we bid on projects all the time, so we get the small business goal, but I always kill it on the sustainability because it's, you know, it's my thing. But they have it on all of their proposals. What are you doing, you know, like corporate responsibility? What are you doing for sustainability? And so that could be in your. If it's appropriate, like, you know, if it's something similar to the city of Portland when you've got work being
done. We talked about that last year, didn't we? Talk about that a little bit? Having certain language in city contracts. That
so that
extra points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something that the group has touched on before.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only purchasing
purchasing
goods, but then also, going to city contracts and having some kind of sustainability language in there.
I don't know. And my peeve is landscaping, because I see so many laurel hedges getting thrown up. You know, I hate laurels because they're cheap. You know, for these when they plant common spaces in these new neighborhoods, it's all the worst plants. You know, none of them are native.
Mm. Well, do we think that's a topic worthy of the fifth slot in our five topics? And if so, would it be for us more research and study if it was something that
yeah,
City Council thought it was worthwhile.
For next year, maybe.
Yeah, I would think, yeah, that would be sort of a, do some research, see if anybody else has implemented any kind of programs that could be replicated here.
So get their buy-in for
yeah.
the research?
Yeah, see if they have interest in it.
Well, maybe you and I should meet and hash this out, since you can't be there.
Yeah. Well, then we
are
get,
you around?
Get all the verbiage.
Or maybe we can do it via email, but maybe, yeah, just sort of organize our notes.
Because I can
here.
Start, if you'll send me your PowerPoint
yeah.
from last year.
Yeah, that would be.
I can use that as a template.
Great.
That would be great.
Yeah,
Right. And the last thing was the compost bins we talked about. I don't know if Metro's still doing that, still even doing those compost bins. It's been quite a few years.
Yeah, and that's
I don't know.
Yeah, and that's something I don't know that it's necessary to bring up to council. That's something I can call Metro.
Yeah,
and
we just see if
ask them and
if they're just
and,
doing that.
See what's going on, and I'll put that on a task list for me.
Yeah, and that might even be something we could offer at the Old Time Fair information on
yep.
if we need to.
Yeah, maybe we could get a compost bin or two samples.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I know I got the black.
Yeah, that's what I have.
From Metro. Yeah, I mean, it's been 15 years ago, but it was
yeah.
at some Earth Fair thing yeah. that Metro was there just giving them for free. So.
Well, you got yours
wow.
for free. I think
yeah.
I paid like $10 for mine or something.
Yeah, so I mean, it's, you know.
The tool that you could find with it was the thing, that poker tool that had little wings.
Flipper
thing.
Yes,
that's what made it work.
I had one of those.
The best tool ever.
But, man, I left mine out and it rusted closed and I could never get it open again.
It just has a patina in there.
I know, but it was pretty, it was pretty rusted shut. Okay, how are we on time?
Oh, we got about 8 minutes left.
8 minutes left, okay.
On this topic.
Well, that's good to know.
So if you think that's a good number of topics during those five to present to the city council?
Yeah, I think so. You don't want to overwhelm
right.
them with too many things.
Besides
I think as Sarah them. Said, it was worked pretty smoothly last year, which
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
keep it on point. And,
yeah.
Okay. 4 is an unlucky number, so 5 is good.
Oh, nice.
All right, so 5,
let's see. Okay. Okay, so if you know your notes on these and my notes,
mm-hmm.
we exchange, and then I can start doing the PowerPoint. So
mm-hmm.
if I get that, and then I'll
okay.
get it to you, everybody for their approval.
Yeah, that would be great. And I don't know if Glenn is going to be able to make it, or well, John probably won't. But I guess I'll end.
What about any handouts? Did you have any physical handouts last year, Sarah?
I don't think so.
I think that's valid. Probably they can take notes.
I don't think
yeah.
we did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just have the PowerPoint to throw up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I found the PowerPoint. I don't know if it's worth, if we have time and we're not talking about anything
mm-hmm.
else for the remainder of the 6 minutes. I send this to you and then
yeah, email
it
to me.
just to refresh your memory too. Were you there? You were there.
No.
Oh, you weren't on the board down.
No, I think we were down sunny Southland somewhere.
Okay, I'm gonna email this to Jaren and the SAB mailing list.
They sent out the agenda. I got the agenda
today.
Just hit
email.
The council.
Okay, it should have gone through.
The agenda for Monday.
I may have it just placed.
Yeah, it just came, just like earlier today. I know the charging stations, that's a good one. I have an electric car.
Sorry.
I would love to have more charging stations around. The ones in Lake Oswego are almost always taken.
Well, it'd be nice to have incorporated into, even like on the main street, you know, it's like any new...
The new main street in maybe when Old Willamette, I don't know how far along that's gotten, but I know they were talking about redoing the Old Willamette area with new everything.
Yeah,
like in parking, which could work with the bathrooms.
I've been trying to convince people of the one, the benefits of back in park. I just spent almost a month in Japan, and they all back in park.
Did they?
But they all have little cars, too.
Right, that makes a big difference.
And my friend who has a home in Black Butte, she said that sisters tried to pass an ordinance for back-in parking, and everybody threw a fit, and they dropped it.
Well, if you go on, like, First Avenue, I was just there by TriMet today. If you go on First Avenue, they've got that section of back-in parking where you can still drive through and then back in. It's not...
So just on that point, I'm also a volunteer on the design committee. For historic Willamette.
Yeah.
And we actually this week, time flies. They had a presentation from West Lynn Planning Board or whatever of the preliminary plan, and back end parking is part of it.
Yeah.
Charging stations and so on. So there's some of the.
That'd be good.
Yep.
Yeah, but like one time I plugged my car into Lake Oswego and I was there an hour and I got 1 mile, because they had the old chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have new ones now that are a little better.
The DC fast charger.
Yeah, because the old ones were really bad.
This is the document.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so minimalist, I like it.
Little agenda overview.
Oh, so a lot of that we can reuse.
Yeah. And there's probably a recording of last year's meeting.
Yeah, you would be able to find it on this in the city's website.
Okay. Look, recommended milestones.
Yes, that's so good. I'm with Sarah. I think a PowerPoint would be a good idea.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Well, you have this, so you can just tweak it up.
Exactly. Just reuse it. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you just said your milestones, and then the.
So everything that we presented to them was like. Can we make a proposal, a formal proposal to you?
Oh, good.
So to give us your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it's actually a little bit different because they've actually identified several things for you to work on. So
right.
So you could hit it two ways. You know, here's what you've told us.
Yeah.
And then here's what we also think that is important.
Okay. Now, down there a ways was a budget document. Is that something?
I think that was part of the $40,000 that's budgeted. Yeah.
Oh,
so
we thought we had a budget
it
at
was
one point.
Dream time.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a franchise fee.
Yeah. Okay. That's very nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
And it's short and
very clean.
Sweet.
Yeah. Clean and simple.
Yep. I like it.
So we were putting the. You know, like our accomplishments or wherever you want to put it, beginning or, you know, just to set off the right tone
so
that they feel good about what they've committed to and they feel like we've made a difference.
So you sent that to all of us?
Yeah, and then that's a PowerPoint. The file itself is a PowerPoint, so you could just make a copy of it and start editing that copy.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Cool.
Okay. 2 minutes left on this topic. Anything else?
All right. So Terry will work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is the series. This probably won't take 15 minutes because we've already touched on it. Right. The only other thing was we had talked about maybe being a little better with our marketing. So when I post on Nextdoor, I am only getting my Nextdoor area.
Does it go out to some thousand?
If somebody else were to post on Nextdoor who lives in a different area of West Lynn, I think it would go more. Like, I don't think I'm going to, like, the far reaches of maybe old Willamette or anything like that.
So what have you posted on Nextdoor?
So
what?
Since this is a PDF, it doesn't let you post PDFs. It wants to only do JPEG. So I've been doing it on Facebook and Nextdoor. So where do you live?
Willamette area.
So you are in the Willamette area. So I created an event, actually. So it should be okay, I think. I think everybody has access to events. But are there any other good ideas about marketing?
It went out in the city's... Wednesday newsletter.
Yeah. I saw
yesterday.
That. I was really glad happy to see that.
So I believe they said that goes to like 9,000 people, I believe.
Good.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And when I went to the library and handed them this, they were going to just stick it with the other community stuff. And I said, but you have these beautiful posters for events that are at the library. And she said, oh, well, you have to present this to us in this size. And the way I left it with her was that she would contact Alicia Schroyer and try to get this in one of those large poster type. Okay. And then they'll put that in their library, official library only section.
Interesting, because the Westland Alliance, when we had functions down there, we gave them just one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it.
They made it bigger. At the library? Or
yeah,
she sounded like they had.
And in the future, if you come up on something like that, let me know because I can print them large too.
You can do the large ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got plotter we can print them out on.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know how that worked. But she's, So that is going up in the library, I think. I should probably double check.
I think
that,
the Facebook page has been working out well because I'm.
Yeah.
I see stuff on there, and I think I think from a marketing perspective, this is a great way. These kind of things are a great way to get people to have that awareness. It's like, here's something fun. It's the Westland Sustainability Board because it's something more tangible.
Mm-hmm. You mean the having these lectures?
Like,
yeah.
I mean, from a marketing perspective, you're getting both. I mean, you're doing stuff, but then it's also, it's a more it's more reason for somebody's eyeballs on sustainability, because if you just say, okay, the sustainability board's super cool, it's like, okay, that's nice.
I
have a feeling we will get a lot of Portlanders because she's there's
like
a lot of followers.
She is.
I have not met her. I push her book all the time though. But I do think she's posted it on her website. And of course, I posted it on Backyard Habitat. But so we might get a lot of Portlanders. But I'm hoping that we will get a lot of Westland people too. So,
does anyone have a connection with Bosque Dell?
Well, I do.
I've been out there a few times.
Yeah, I know Larry.
What do you think they would promote this?
Because it would get people to go buy plants from her.
Yeah,
right.
I was gonna say
all she sells is native.
I mean, I could. You know what? I could bring her a flyer and have her put it up on her trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
And she posts on her Facebook page too. I guess I follow all the garden.
That's awesome.
Well, are you in Backyard Habitat?
I don't know if I'm in Backyard Habitat. I got enough garden stuff in my feet.
Okay. So you're not officially enrolled in the program?
No. I will be. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm just not officially.
I'm in the process of digging up vinca and blackberries. So I got the sign in the yard. And
good. So did Trevor do a good job?
Very good.
Is
it
good?
Sue
came with it.
I mean, the other thing, which is kind of a stretch, I feel like this is not even a great idea, but is to ask the other boards, like, if they have events going on right now in the Neighborhood Association monthly meetings, to see if they would announce it during some sort of community announcement.
That's a very good idea.
They need something to talk about.
Is there one central...
There's a president's meeting.
Email group that we could
There's the neighborhood presidents.
Right.
Is Ed still president of that?
I'm not sure who's the chair of that group, but that's another one that you could ask Alicia just to send the flyer out to the group.
That's a good idea.
I wish there was a way that we could kind of promote all of our events in the same place.
Yeah.
Does it exist, or...?
We talked about it, but I don't think we followed through on it.
Yeah.
Because the dates kept changing.
Yeah. And I know that one other thing that SAB wanted to do last year was to better connect with all of the neighborhood associations and have like a barbecue or, something to kind of get us all on the same page.
About that with the other boards.
Yeah.
And Monday night will be a good way to plug it too, because you'll be on TV.
Oh,
so.
That's true. That's right, because it's coming up.
And the connection with the Historic Willamette Initiative, because there's a very solid tie-in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, so that's a good idea. I didn't even think of that, the Neighborhood Association presidents.
Monday is the city council work session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just hitting send, because I know if I don't do this right now, it's not going to happen on the Green Council. So, okay. There, you have it in your email.
Okay. I remember all this. And then, so after the May 22nd one, what is the next?
It's the recycle one with Alex, isn't it? We didn't set a date for that with Alex.
I think it was a date.
We had a date. But
I thought it was September, but I'm not.
Yeah, I think the last meeting you sort of agreed to wait until fall again for the weatherization and the recycle.
Because they gave.
Yeah.
I thought there was a John. It's a. Oh well, anyway, I thought he mentioned he. I thought he gave Eileen two dates, and she picked the May one, but I could be wrong. But that's certain. The next one, the recycle, we could certainly. I'll come up with a marketing list, so that when we have the next one, we'll already have our list ready for ideas.
There might be something already started
for that one.
Maybe it's not even worth going back through the documents that I was, like all the different folders that I had made a couple months ago. But I feel like there was a document that said some of these things.
Oh, okay.
In some of our minutes, in the notes that I was taking, there was some stuff there.
Okay.
So maybe worth looking through the SAB Google Drive and seeing, like, on the education series folder if there was anything.
Do you have an invite to the Google Drive? Does she know?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
I was overwhelmed by the emails when I started.
Yeah.
I was just trying to keep up. But
yeah.
It may be in there, but if you want to do one again, that would be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, for marketing, can we have some kids dress up as bees with a little flyer for the sustainability thing in the parade?
So cute.
I think we need a bunch of little bees.
That's super cute.
In the parade. I mean, you're going to be at the fair, but
yeah.
They can have like little picket signs, like, you know,
Bee City.
Bee City. Yeah.
That's super cute.
Yeah, and you can dress your baby up.
Aww.
It's big enough to be a little bee.
That's right. Now I get to explain this.
You're wearing black already, so you just put the bee on you.
That's so true.
Kids sell things.
This is totally a great idea. It's our future.
Oh, that's right.
Come on, I'm just afraid to throw candy at from the fire truck.
Yeah. When is that happening?
That's our next event. That's July.
It's the fair.
Yeah,
it was the parade first.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
kids
is a
bee
suits.
Idea.
That is a good
idea. That's a good idea.
We could promote our
because it keeps it
table
fun.
and all the info we're gonna have. So yeah, that's so technically that is our next event is July.
So well, you were talking about marketing and
yeah,
we have dogs dressed up as bees and totally babies dressed up as bees. You can have a bee dress up contest.
Oh, they're going to say have a bee dress up as a bee.
I was wondering if by the fair we would have dates set up for recycle and weatherization, because if we did,
we could advertise that.
Yeah.
Alex says, Glenn just said sometime in the fall. If you want to check a calendar and set a date, do it. So he's basically saying he's available whenever.
Oh, okay. And but it like has to be a Wednesday, right? There were certain. Okay. Do we want to set a date, or should we check with the library?
Yeah, check.
Probably
library.
Check with the library. Say.
Okay.
What? After school starts, mid-September.
Yeah.
And then October for weatherization.
And then I don't know where the weatherization conversation left off, but. Have you heard of Community Energy Project?
Yeah.
So they service primarily low-income homeowners and do essentially free weatherization services. Like, I volunteered with them to help put in, like, weather stripping kits into windows. That's one of the many things that they do. But they have offered to do a free weatherization class for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something
that would be great.
That was
poor people get socked if you're renting a place and there's no insulation and it's not weatherized.
That would be excellent. And I think the marketing feat there would be to get those people to attend.
True. They have some good deal with Northwest Natural. I'm kind of fuzzy on it, but essentially if you're a customer of Northwest Natural, I believe in a certain area, this is what I'm fuzzy on, they can give you, Community Energy Project can give you a free kit. Like, so everyone that would attend this workshop would get something for free if they were a Northwest Natural customer, if they lived in a certain area. So I can find out more.
It has to be a certain part of.
Can that go on the utility bill? You know how we have that monthly mailer with the water bill?
Good idea.
Where it's a note from the mayor and stuff. That could be in there.
Yep, it's getting colder. Check out what you can do at home.
Yeah, so that something like that, you just have to
heads up, right?
Be organized and know what you're doing in advance to get it into the utility bill.
Yeah.
How far ahead do you have to be to get it in there?
I don't know. I can check on that. I'll add it to the list.
Then you know what the deadline is.
One more thing.
You know, I never get those because I pay online.
Yeah, likewise.
Same.
So how come they? It almost seems like they should send those in a separate email. Like we get our city, we get the city updates in, as a separate email. Why don't we get the utility newsletter in a separate email? Because I would read it.
I just outed myself for not paying online, getting the online bill.
Yeah,
signing up. I'm like, oh yeah, I still get a paper bill.
But clearly, as a result, you're more than we are.
Yeah, because there is some good information. Like, you know, we could do a little blurb for Backyard Habitat on in the water bill because this saves water. But if a lot of people pay online, they're not seeing that stuff. So it seems like they could do a separate little e-newsletter.
Sure. So that, to me, sounds like a good idea to have those folks do that presentation.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
One thing I was wondering, and I alluded to this earlier, was how do we identify the low-income people who may need this information, and then how do we get the information to them by either getting them at the workshop or, you know, does the Community Energy Project, do those folks have any information on low-income people in the area? Probably not.
Maybe the food banks. I mean, there's a food bank in Willamette on Thursdays, you know, where people go pick up food, so then maybe,
that's a great idea.
Well, that'd be a good place to advertise for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we could you know, focus our marketing. We do the regular marketing, but also a little more focus on marketing.
Yeah.
That's good. So like you said, churches and stuff.
Maybe the next meeting, do you think we should talk about marketing for these last two? Get our
goslings
and ducklings in.
Get a date. I'll check the library for a September date and an October date.
It'd be probably a good goal to try to get dates nailed down, and then we could have a flyer for you to have it by the sustainability or the sustainability fair, the one-time fair.
Right.
Yes.
So should we nominate Glenn to get those dates again, or shall we, since he's not here?
That's the rule, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't miss any more meetings.
And
like,
you don't show
volunteer
up,
for?
No, I could do that, because I have to talk to him anyway about Eileen's talk. She needs a podium. She would like a podium. So she can stand and give her talk instead of, because she has to have her computer with her.
They got them at the library.
I thought they did, but she said she gave a talk at the library. I don't know what she gave it for, but they didn't give her a podium. So I'll have to ask him. But so I have to talk to him anyway.
Ask him.
So I'll find an October and September date. And yeah, and we can work on, we can talk about that in our next meeting.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So where are we now?
Well,
Old Time Fair.
Good. Boy, we just right on the money there with our time.
So you've... Now, are we going to actually get a table or like half a table with the city, or do you probably don't
So my idea... So my understanding is you would have your own space.
Oh, good.
And I can check on Canopy. Let me write that down here.
Okay.
And location.
Because we'll need
that. Of the booth.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to the old.
And it would, if I could put in a plug here, a druther would be if we could get a space like at the end of a row.
Yeah.
Because the bike people.
Because the bike,
are.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Important.
It's a good idea. And a space that's not cramped because,
right.
I mean, you do have to kind of maneuver them around.
Yeah, that's why at the end, so we've got.
But some of the ends go back in the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where there's some ends that are like on the open and some ends are...
Well, yeah. This end would obviously need to be open.
Yeah. Preferably near pavement.
Okay. I'll get that information and then send it out to the group.
And do you want to pursue a second bike company the next?
Well, I would like to, but I was told not to by Terry Jones. Remember, they told me we only want one vendor per industry, topic, whatever. That's what I was told.
But even if you got another guy, another e-bike person for the second day, the Sunday? One for Saturday, one for Sunday?
I could sure try.
Do you think?
I'll just pass on the information.
Yeah, just see what you get.
It happens, it happens. The thing, I don't see what the rub is if it's, nobody's getting paid for it. It's just getting people exposure.
Yeah.
The thing is,
to go wee on the electric bike.
So you're going to send me the information about
maybe they were just worried about
it. Okay.
But they were just worried about space.
I'll be flinging. I'll probably be flinging new stuff. Okay. That's okay. I'll be like, here's a picture of a brochure. Go, you know.
Because they could hardly turn down a free day, either a Saturday or a Friday or something.
They want to, if they got a place that's free, they're going to show up.
Yeah.
You know.
Great. Okay.
Especially in a place like Westland that has money.
Yeah.
And hills. This is a very motivating place to have an electric bike.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of why we
brought
up. Who wants
to ride up Salamo?
That's right. Well, obviously we'll have to talk about this at our next meeting in terms of, you know, manning it and decorating it or whatever we want to do. And what info we want to have.
Get some kids to volunteer.
That's right. You just got to have Sarah with the baby there. Everybody will go.
The baby.
Yeah.
Put a little flower around her head. A little bee.
Just talking to booth at the fair.
Is his name, his full name Ozzy, or is it short for something?
Ozzy is his legal name, but it's short. Well, the inspiration was for Osprey Birds.
Osprey?
Over the years, we've always passed George Rogers Park in Lake Oswego and always freak out and get excited when we see the pair of nesting ospreys up there.
I always do too.
Yes, and so we've sang songs about, like, we've made up songs about these birds. Aww. And anyway, it's just an unexpected joy of living in this beautiful area.
So when he squawks, does he sound like an osprey?
Aww, we've got recordings of his chirps. It's so cute.
Aww,
So yeah, Ozzy is his legal name, but it really was Osprey was the inspiration.
You should have named him Osprey.
I know, but then we thought, oh, that's so hardcore and literal. literal.
I like it.
So there was a discussion or an idea that came out about, you know, being in the parade, have a presence in the parade.
Yeah.
It's a community parade.
Yeah.
So anybody can come?
I don't know if you have to apply to have a, like, floats and stuff or whatever. I mean, have any of you been to the parade?
You have to register.
I mean, you got the fire truck, and in the beginning they throw out a bunch of candy. At the end they throw out less candy, so the kids all know to line up in the beginning, so they get more candy.
And is it in Old Willamette?
And they have floats, and the water ski team will have a float, and you know, the kid, you know, whatever, that whoever's marching. So
it's an old time. Parade,
so we can make a little banner, and, you know, the sustainability. You get kids dressed up with flowers on their head. Right. I'd say work the kids.
Yeah,
they're stinking cute, and they're.
I've got that on the task list for me again. I'll check on what it takes to
be in the parade.
Participate in the parade. Yeah,
right. Have the kids carry banners. Something about our future. It's about our future. You know, whatever catchy phrase.
Native
you know.
Plantings, bee city, sustainability. Yeah. Something that's.
Please save us.
Right.
Yeah.
Please
really.
Save us.
Nope.
Yes.
We love it here.
We don't want to go extinct.
And then the baby gets to be an osprey. Actually, everybody else can be bees and then now you can have baby bird.
That's really cute.
I love that idea.
I think one of my grandsons might even have a bee costume.
You have a nest on your head, too. You have a baby, and then you have a big old nest.
Okay, you're in charge of marketing from now on.
On a more serious note, if you actually did march with a big banner, that would be excellent marketing.
That's your marketing.
A lot
right
of people
follow us
will never see you at the booth, but they sure will see you at the parade.
And they'll go, who is that stinky cute group out there? It's like,
We'll need a sign for our table anyway, so we might as well have
a take
double.
The sign for the table for the parade.
For the parade.
Double
duty.
There you go. So the table runner could be also.
So that's sustainable.
That's recycling. That's
there you go.
That's sustainable process right there.
Now, if we had a table runner made for the board with a hem at each end, for we could stick a pole in. It would be double duty.
Mm-hmm. So good. Such a good idea.
That's great.
And I know enough artists, if you want, I mean, it depends on the space you have at the booth. It might not be too far-fetched to have somebody with a recycled art sculpture or something at the booth, because it would just get people's attention, you know, that you're connected in the community, because that's one of the things you're promoting is arts. If it's too much, it's too much, but some people make super cool stuff out of reclaimed, you know, sculpture.
Is that a little tiny budget item they could get paid for?
For
like
a
just
banner?
Signs or anything like that?
I can check on that.
The banner.
Yeah.
Because I know there was like at the Oregon City Farmers Market, they had some artists that did, you know, repurposed funky welding things.
Do they have any of that kind of stuff at the fair that people sell? Like
yeah. So just
crafty?
Invite somebody like, hey, you want some exposure? Come put your stuff, put a big thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, put something on
it. Whatever gets people to stop by.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be cluttered with the bikes, but if there's something appropriate.
I don't know if this is allowed, but maybe if we want to collect email addresses for citizens, maybe an artist, I hate to say because I'm an artist myself, people ask me to donate things all the time.
I don't think anybody should donate squat, just to exhibit it.
Right.
But if there's a way that someone may want to auction off a piece or something in exchange for email addresses, I don't know, like if we want to say like, or like a hydro flask or something that we say, sign up for the SAB's mailing list, and then you know we'll pull a name to win a prize or something. Even
but
if
then
it's
we've got to come
bottle.
Up with a email, like a monthly
true.
Email.
I could
true.
Okay.
Quarterly.
I just had an idea.
Quarterly.
I'd be willing to make a Mason Bee house. Here's a Mason Bee condo that
I
just
love
made.
Mason Bee.
There you
great.
Go.
That's gorgeous, and that's a great idea that
and
ties in.
It's being
in.
Occupied.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's being occupied.
Oh, I
now.
Just asked my husband today
so
to build
a raffle ticket.
So I could.
$1 each, 5 for $20.
Yeah.
You made that?
Did
yeah.
you? Is it drilled holes?
Oh, it's.
Or are they tubes?
Drill, and there's bamboo, and there's dog poo core tubes out of the dog poo bags. There's a little core.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Core. That's the black ones in there.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Pine cones, moss.
You need mud within 50 feet. I just
oh, yeah.
learned. I think
yeah.
one of my
mud
mason
water.
Bees didn't do well because I didn't have enough mud.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll talk more about
I
that then. What is the date of the old time fair?
Make one on that
July,
scale.
July 22nd or something like that?
I don't know the exact dates, but I can send those to you also.
Yeah,
it's
the 3rd week.
Like
it is.
Well, actually, I can just find
you
it.
Can't, you can't miss it now.
I know.
And the water ski show.
Oh, my, no, I really want to go.
Oh, yeah, they have that at Willamette Park.
How is the weather usually at that time of year?
It's July.
It's good.
It's July. It should be good.
You're right in the thick of drought season.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like I have
it's construction season. It's July. Yeah,
well,
it's always dry.
It's always dry in August. Or it's July, yeah.
Logging competition is always fun.
They have that,
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Log rolling, chopping, axing, sawing.
I sort of live at the far end of Westland, so this part of Westland.
Okay,
is
we got 4 minutes.
Far away. So to review
July
action items.
19th through 21st.
19th through the 21st. Okay, thank you. All right, so review new action items.
All right, so I can go through the list I've
you
got
know?
Here.
Okay,
Darren's got 1,000.
You do.
The official list.
All right, so I'm going to connect with Kim about the Energy Trust program and then pass that along to some directors and see if there's any interest.
Yeah.
I'm going to add Jim to an email list to get communications from us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll send a reminder to Russ about the mission statement, getting a review, and then we'll get it to council. Okay, I'm going to talk with Parks to confirm the old time fair, that the SAB has a booth at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
The e-bike vendor can share the booth for no cost. And then I will confirm the logistics of the fair, whether they're going to provide a table and a canopy, and whether they can get you on the end of a row for the bike. And then I will check about getting into the parade, what that takes if the group is interested, and then whether or not we would have any funds to create a banner for you for the parade and then the booth itself. I'm going to check with the building official about the solar readiness policy for new single-family homes, and I'll pass that along.
That one.
Sarah to send Terry the PowerPoint, which you've already done, so I can
knock
that off. I'm going to contact Metro about compost bins. Terry's going to make a PowerPoint and send it out for review before Monday. I'm going to check on timing for getting ads and utility bills. Agenda item for June, dates and marketing for the education series in fall. And that was what I had. Does that sound like a...
You got a lot to do, Darren.
That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure you don't want to delegate something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Mine are easy.
Yeah.
Emails.
No real work.
Yeah, send an email. Wait for a response.
Let's see. I'm going to work on the prep for the meeting on Monday. I'm going to check with the library and get dates for October and September. I'm going to talk to Alicia about getting get the president's email group list. And other than
I've got to check with Synergy just to be sure that they still want to show up, since hopefully, but I'll wait till I hear from you, Darren, about if in fact they can occupy our booth.
Well, based on that email, it sounded like it was fine.
I might call them anyway. Yeah.
And plus, they're going to get people to stop. You want them there. People are going to be like, "What's the bike?" And then it'll draw people to your booth. Because I had, it was fun at the Sunday Park Boys. Have you guys done the Sunday Park Boys?
Yes.
Can put the little baby seat on the back.
Yeah.
This year, but it's cool. It's like, you're like, ooh, this is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Put on the street.
Didn't we talk about, too, that if people are dressed up in old-timey garb, riding an e-bike would be super fun?
Yeah.
Oh. And the Historical Society might want to play with that, too, because they'll have a booth down there.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they think somebody had a big bike once. I don't remember.
Oh, one of those big old style bikes.
I was thinking of having a penny farthing e-bike. That big front wheel.
Those are the ones. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if
it exists. Anything else?
Did you see, Cindy, following up with dates for the library?
Yes.
And once you know, can you let me know and then I'll reach out to Community Energy Project?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And Alex.
About out of time.
And then the only thing, and then you were going to give her the access to the Google Drive.
Thank you.
And I think that's it. Everything else is just getting ready for Monday. I think.
Yeah. And everybody, market this in any way you can.
Yeah, any way you can. Yeah, like on your. Yeah. Actually, what I mean, do is take a picture.
So we've got Cindy. Kim for Monday, Sarah possibly. I will email Mary, who's the new member, and remind her about it.
Thank you.
And then check in with Glenn and see if he's going to attend or not.
Yeah.
What's your email? Because I'm going to send this from my work email.
Yeah. D W Y S S at westlandoregon.gov.
I found the email, but it's not loading.
Oh.
So I thought we could just cross it off with.
No, okay.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
Such a deal.